That was the Donnas. And Too Bad About Your Girl. From Spend the Night. Released on in 2002. Lookout Records. No, I think they left Lookout Records by then. Anyway, before that we heard Grand Funk Railroad, and We're an American Band. That's to commemorate the fact that today, or at least it was, this is yesterday actually, but anyway, yesterday was the birthday of Donald Brewer, best known as the drummer for Grand Funk Railroad, and the U.S. number one single with their version of the Locomotion, which we didn't hear tonight. Which was produced by Todd Rundgren. Their most successful U.S. heavy metal band in the 70s, selling over 20 million albums. Okay. And yeah, born September 3rd, 1948. So he would have been 76 years ago. 76 years old. Yesterday. Yeah, still 76 years old today, but, you know. And from that weird, Sweet Sensations, Sad Sweet Dreamer, title track from that album, and that's to commemorate the fact that today is the birthday of Leroy Smith, born September 3rd, 1952, from the British soul group Sweet Sensation, who scored the 1934 UK number 1 and US number 14 single, Sad Sweet Dreamer, born yesterday, 1952. So he's 72 years old. And we heard Them and Square Room from Time Out, Time In for Them, released in 1967. We also heard, before that, we heard Thin Lizzy and Look What the Wind Blew from their self-titled debut album, released in 1971. That's to commemorate the fact that today is the birthday of Eric Bell, or yesterday was the birthday of Eric Bell. Northern Irish rock and blues musician Eric Bell, best known as a founding member and the original guitarist of Thin Lizzy, but he was, for a time he was in Them, in the late Van Morrison era. So he born September 3rd, 1947, so he's 77 years old. And we started things off we heard Freddie King and Hideaway from Let's Hideaway with Freddie, released in 1961. That's according to the fact that today is the birthday of Freddie King, born September 3rd, 1934. He will not be celebrating his birthday, though, because he died of a heart trouble and ulcers, age 42, December 27th, 1976. We heard the Sex Pistols and No One Is Innocent from The Great Rock and Roll Swindle, released in 1979, and that's to commemorate the fact that today is the birthday of Steve Jones, born September 3rd, 1955, so he's 69 years old. And we heard 5 Minute Mysteries, License for Murder. And we started things off with 2 episodes of Jerry the Circus, Johnny Will Leave, and Fire Breaks Out. From OTR from 1937. We're just a Mexican band. So yeah, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.ehh.us, channel pound Skyscanner. Let's see, oh, it said, yay, just what I want to envision. Ringo with a chubby. Blame 6, he said it, yeah. I said, Ringo probably has a chubby now. He's played 2 episodes of Jerry the Circus. Probably even better than like seeing a loose woody pokey barn tail with leather shorts. So anyway, 7 minutes past the hour. So we probably should do the top of the hour segments before we fall too far behind. So we'll have the top of the hour segments, and then we'll get into mandatory mail at midnight, which is not really midnight now because it's like probably going to be like 10 minutes after. Anyway, we'll do that. So anyway, you've survived hour number 2 of this week's the next show. We'll be back with hour number 3 of the show right after this.
Radio! Radio!
You are listening to Radio Free Vishnu.
Free Vishnu. Oh my God, RFP.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
Hey-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Listen to the Tom and Daryl Show on Friday night.
Starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific Time.
One red Solo cup.
Red Solo cup.
One slightly illegal transmitter. And one homebrew antenna. Live from Minneapolis, Minnesota, you're listening to Radio Free Solo Cup.
Hey, so if you're not doing anything on Wednesday night, you should totally tune into The World According to Clay and Ritchie at 6 a.m. Central on the RFD Network.
The state of California just approved $150,000 loans to illegal migrants to buy houses where, get this, they don't have to make any payments until they sell the house. Can you imagine a $150,000 loan you never have to repay? Well, you can if you are every single human on earth who is not American. Kamala Harris, meanwhile, wants to hand out $25,000 to low-income buyers who've, quote, paid their rent on time for 2 years in the so-called Down Payment Toward Equity Act. As J.D. Vance noted, that program would also be open to illegal migrants who at this point make up 80% of America's population growth. We had 300,000 net births last year versus at least 1.1 million border encounters. While Kamala is giving away a measly $25,000, bankrupt California would, quote, loan up to 20% of the home's purchase price, meaning it could go for a $750,000 home with zero down payment and, in fact, zero payments until they sell the house. If they're smart, of course, they will never sell the house, meaning they will never pay the loan. They'll just keep living at taxpayer expense. Both programs will, of course, raise the cost of housing, just like subsidized government loans turned university into a $300,000 affair. Free government handouts will raise the price of houses. That means the $25,000 or the $150,000 is a transfer from taxpayers to home sellers. Now, interestingly enough, BlackRock and other Wall Street giants have been on a house-buying spree, buying, according to Redfin, more than 1 in 4 of the kind of houses these people will be buying. So it's a pipeline, taxpayer to BlackRock, with illegals the middleman paid with a free house while an American goes without. It gets worse because free money means buyers are not being screened for credit worthiness. It also means they have no skin in the game. They'll walk away if the house price goes down. That's exactly what happened in 2008 when banks sold $0, zero document loans. They called them liar loans. When housing turned, they did walk away in droves, leaving entire neighborhoods pockmarked with abandoned houses the liars had been hogging up. In this case, illegals don't have to lie. They can gaily admit they have no money, no docs, no credit, no assets, because Uncle Sam is footing the bill, meaning you are footing the bill. Considering most illegals are on welfare, they are literally brewing up a 2008 with taxpayer money. So what's next? Brought to you by Unchained.com. Free housing for illegals unites 2 key power bases in Democrat Party, Wall Street, and vote buying. This will ramp up house prices that are already out of reach for legal Americans. ramp up possibly illegal immigration, already $450 billion per year and rising fast, and it risks another 2008 crisis when home prices eventually turn down. As always, they're brewing a crisis, and they are already handing us the bill. A new episode of the Browned Up podcast is live on Kamala's $5 trillion tax hike, Bobby Kennedy's endorsement in Europe's lost decade, along with an interview of Professor Per Bylund on Austrian economics and what's coming next for our $35 trillion debt. Okay, we'll be watching. See you next time.
This is Number 6, host of the Six of One show, and I'm grateful that so many of you have donated to help keep the lights on here at RFD. If you love the programming on this network, I hope you'll consider making a donation. Now, we know what it's like to live on the brink of poverty, and we don't want any of our listeners to make their situations worse. But some of you folks have jobs, and even $5 a month from enough people will go a long way towards defraying costs. $50 a month would go even further. So, if you value the teaching, or you just happen to be in a generous mood, head on over to dishnuts.net on the web and make a one-time or recurring donation. And I'll thank you for your service.
And now, mandatory mail on the next show.
Thank you. walking down the street. See a little girl walking down the street. She's so pretty, she knows it looks so sweet. Yeah, little girl, you know you look so fine. Yeah, little girl, you know you look so fine.
song's over. Yes, we heard three songs by John Mayall there on our Mandatory Mail. That was 10 Years Are Gone, title track from that album, released in 1973. Before that, we heard Wish You Were Here, this bonus live in Sweden, 1968. So that's a bonus track from Blues from Laurel Canyon. Originally released in 1968, but I assume that's probably from the CD release of the album. Wish You Were Here live. And we started things off with Mexico City. I don't even know if that's an actual live track or not. It sounds live, but you never know. They could have just dubbed it in. Dubbed in the crowd noise. But anyway, that was from Why Worry, released on in 1981, I think. Let's see if it's actually the case. John Mayall. Oh, here, John Mayall discography. Okay, so there we go. Canyon. It's not a... Here, Roadshow Blues, released May 1981, label DJM. Format LP. So yeah, released in May 1981. So, it's 34 minutes past the hour, so you probably should get to the featured artist before I fall too far behind. So, yeah. Oh, by the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.ehhh.us, channel pound skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com. Use the zero for the O. For playlists and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist, however, will not be updated for about 24 hours or so. Also, you can join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. So anyway, let's cue the intro here. Oh yeah, feature artist. And now, the featured artist segment on the next show. Yes, this week we're doing Golden Palominos. We moved on to their third album. Their third album, Blast of Silence. Released in 1986, I think. Okay, here we go. Oh, yeah. Released on Celluloid Records in 1986. Let's see. Do you have any information about this? Blast of Silence was released the next year. Who do they have? They have... Peter Blegvad on guitar, Carla Bley on piano, Jack Bruce on vocals and bass guitar, T-Bone Burnett on guitar. Ibe Ding on percussion, Don Dixon on vocals and guitars, Jody Harris on guitar, Bill Laswell on bass guitar. So anyway, Chris Damey on bass guitar. Listen to the track from the Golden Palominos' 1986 album, The Blast of Silence. What the hell happened? Alright, there. Anyway, yeah. Here's the Golden Palominos.
A little older, a little more confused.
Yes. we just heard two songs from the Golden Palominos. That was Darklands. No, excuse me. That was Something Becomes Nothing. And before that, we started things off with I've Been the One. Both of those were from Blast of Silence, released on Celluloid Records in 1986. So this brings us to 1989 and the release of their next album, A Dead Horse, released on January 1st, 1989 on Celluloid Records and produced by the late Anton Fear. So it has a lot of the same cast of characters of the last album, although they also added Mick Taylor on guitar, believe it or not, and the late Bernie Worrell on Hammond Horgan. Horgan. Yes, anyway, let's hear a track from that album. Here's the Golden Palominos and Darklands. Our featured artist is the Golden Palominos on the next show. Bitch Murder 2 songs by the Golden Palominos. That was Alive and Living Now from Drunk with Passion, released on Charisma Records in September of 1991. Oh, by the way, Michael Stipe of R.E.M. Co-wrote that song and sang lead vocals on it. And we started things off with Darklands from A Dead Horse, released on Celluloid Records in January of 1989. So anyway, very close to the top of the hour, so I think this song should take us to the top of the hour. Here's Blake Jones and the Trike Shop. Blake Jones and the Trike Shop and Mox Stoner Voices. That was released as a single on Big Stir Records in just recently. That was also, if you can find the album here. Let's go find it. Start iTunes here. Scroll back. Ah, here. And Still was the name of the album. Also released on Big Stir Records, by the way. So anyway, that brings us to the end of the show. So I think Eric and Ernie should play us out of here. Oh, by the way, so I was trying to figure out who to do for the next featured artist. In your smile. So what I might do is have American Music Club, who've been active since the 80s. And there's joy you can give to a brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Anyway, stay tuned for a replay of Bradley Impala. Club Impala Overnight. I just check to see it's on now. Hold on. Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter. We're still live. So yeah, stay tuned for an episode of Club Impaler Overnight starring Bradley Impaler next on RFD. And after that, something else. The next live show will be The World According to Clay and Rachy. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central. Love! And Until Electric is number 6, reminding you to lather, rinse, repeat, do something with those fingernails, and drive safely, and drink milk. Thanks for listening! By the way, check us out at nextshow.com. Use a zero for the O. So you can check that out for playlists and show archives. Goodbye, 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 goodbye.